got to continue working, continue grinding, and can't keep looking at the past. Enjoyed it the day that it happened and the day after, and had a lot of support there. My family and stuff was there, but, I mean, that's over with, man. I've got to get on to Arizona and focus on the upcoming weeks.
When you look at the defense that you're going to face in Arizona, these guys are pretty good. They're on a hot streak right now.
Definitely. They're an athletic bunch. They're a physical bunch, and they're a team that we're going to have to play with, you know, all four quarters. So, you know, they're going to come in here for to win, and we got to come in here and defend our house, man, and play ball. So that's really what we're going to do.
Steven, how much do you like running in contact? You might be, you got through some contact at the line of scrimmage and got into the secondary space where you made a lot of head.
In my position, man, you can't play the position being scared. And you're going to take a lot of contact, but as a runner, you know, if you can try to deliver the blow instead of taking the hit, I think that your career might last a little bit longer. So that's kind of my philosophy of running the ball. I'm trying to get downhill, man, just deliver the punch instead of taking all the beatings.
Steven, was there any indication going into the game that you were going to get the ball that much, or have you talked about that during the week?
Of course, coaches said something about it, but I didn't know it was going to be 21 or whatever the carries were going to be. I just go in there, and when they call 22, I have to go in there and make a play, man. So I can't predict the future on any of that, and nobody really knows what's going on in the mind of the coach. So I'm just out there playing my role and doing my job.
You'd be a fan of that.
Absolutely. I'm thankful to be here.
When it's going well, how much more do you just want them to hand you the ball? Because, you know, whether it's in the game plan or not, if it starts to work, I'm sure you're saying, okay,
then
keep giving
it. That's not my call. You know, if it's working and we're doing a good job at it, I'm sure Coach is going to continue to call the plays. You know, and that's what he did this past Sunday, was he puts us in a position to be successful and to go out there and win the ball game. So, for me, I just do my job, man. I'm not trying to be Superman or anything over the top.
Can you talk about the job the offensive line did last week? And
I think they did an exceptional job, man. They do a great job in protecting Brady. They did a great job in the run game. 100 yards on the ground is not possible without an offensive line and some receivers that are blocking downfield. So it's a team effort. It takes 11 of us across the board. And like I said, I just did my job and pulled my load. But it took 10 other guys for me to get those 100 yards on the ground.
Steven, is he as good a game as the running game had and as good a game as you guys had offensively? And only see, you know, Wes Welker only had a couple of catches. Does that kind of speak to the number of weapons you guys have this year?
We're talented, man, at every position. And that's something that coaches put in place. You know, we've got tight ends, we've got receivers, we've got one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback, an offensive line that's working hard, and a group of young running backs that's trying to come in there and get every chance that we get. So I think when you have a hungry team that's working together, good things come from them.
Steven, how much of the production is preparation? How much of it is just will on the field to run hard?
You know, you can prepare so much, but I think on the inside you have to have the heart at the end of the day. And for me, it's just I take every opportunity that I get, man, and I just try to make the most out of it. The Patriot way is we're always going to be prepared as long as Coach Belichick's the coach here, is that he wants to win it. And that's the goal that we're shooting for at the end of the day. So it takes, you know, a great bit of both. I'd say it's 50-50, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're just trying to go out there and get that W.
After looking at the game film on you know, Monday, Tuesday, do you have a chance to have any specific criticisms of your performance on Sunday? Anything else that you think you could have done? Coach talked a little bit about how there were some yards left on the field after the game.
Definitely. I mean, I wasn't perfect by any means, and there was a lot of yards left out on the field. That's something that we're trying to work together as an offensive group to, you know, get better this week. But we got off to a start, you know, and that was a start, and we have to build on that. You know, if you get satisfied or complacent on where you're at, you're not going to last too long, and you're not going to have the career that you really want to have. So I'm never satisfied, and we're going to continue to work just like we are today.
How have you come along, Steven, in terms of protecting the ball? I know last year there were, you know, some issues with ball security and all that. What have you done to change that, work specifically more hard or concentrate more?
It's focus, man. It's focus. You know, last year, for the year to end the way that it did, that's also in the past for me, too. You know, that wasn't the first fumble I had. I mean, I hope it was the last one I'll have, but what are the chances of that? So for me, you know, I can't soak on the bad, and I can't sit on the good. You know, it's just to continue working and keep your nose down, and you grind it out at the end of the day and hold the ball high and tight, and that's all I can do as a runner.
So you do learn from that. I mean, what you might have done wrong on a particular fumble and then just tell yourself not to do it again, but what you have to do to not.
Absolutely, man. Being set down, you know, FC Championship, pretty much a lesson learned from me. So, yeah, I learned my lesson from that, and I'm trying not to repeat the same mistakes.
Steve, men have a lot of attention, but how good is that front seven in Arizona?
The front seven in Arizona, they're fast, they're athletic, and they're physical. And that's what you want from any defensive front. But, you know, for us, we're just going to have to go out there and stick to our keys. And I know Coach will put us in a position that we can find a weak spot somewhere in that defense. And that's what we do week in and week out.
Is it important? You guys had an impressive win in the opener, but is it important for you guys as a team to not make too much of just one game?
Absolutely, man, because like I said, it's in the past. It's in the past, and that game was over Sunday. So it's short-term memory around here, and it's forgotten about, and it's over. So we're just going to keep pushing to the next. We're focusing on Arizona right now, and that's going to be our focus for the rest of the week.
Thank you.